This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dano and Mason. It's 10 after 4 on Thursday. Dano, of course, is not here. I am Dee Mason. I'm joined by the lovely Tabitha. And we have in the studio with us Tim Peppard, who is a director of the Australian Marriage Equality.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. Not only that, but your voice sounds very, very familiar to me. You are the host of, and the genius behind, if I dare say, a program called Sunday Fusion here
Indeed,
on Joy.
Indeed, that's right.
So you're the gay that gets up between 7 and 9 on a Sunday morning.
Yes, I'm the, there must be another one. I think there are the, I always give a shout out to the people coming home from the peel.
Is that still going on?
They're still awake.
And, you know when you stop doing something, you go, oh, is that still going on 20 years later?
Still going on.
Oh, God.
And I live in Clifton Hill. I drive down Smith Street to come here. And they're all there going to the breakfast places, and there's these after places, and there's a few establishments that still accept the people who can't go to sleep. And so, yeah, Sunday Fusion is just for them. It's soft. Well, actually, it's not. It's for everybody. Mm. But it's soft R&B, soft soul, and interesting conversation.
Come down times. Mm. Mm, that's right. Now, you're not here to talk about your show, though. It's nice to get a plug in, isn't it? Australian Marriage Equality. Now, I've got to admit to you, Tim, that I have been, I wouldn't even say sitting on the fence. I've been shutting this out of my brains for too long. And now, with what has happened yesterday in the Australian Senate, federally,
yes,
we've all got to make a decision and get on board with this in one way or to other.
Well, in fact, it's not even that simple. You're right that because of what's happened in the Senate yesterday, for the second time, rejected the government's legislation to have a full plebiscite. The upshot of that is that the government has decided to have a postal plebiscite. Now, Australian Marriage Equality, with a colleague under the Equality Campaign banner, are today lodged an injunction in the High Court to stop the postal plebiscite, and we are applying that it's not legally valid, that the government doesn't have the legislative authority to undertake this postal plebiscite or survey, as the government is now referring to it. However, the deadline is very tight. The time to register with the Australian Electoral Commission as a registered federal voter stops at 5 p.m. on Friday, the 24th of August. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a bit over 2 weeks. Mm. And then only the people who are registered to vote by that time will be allowed to vote. The government will send out postal votes to everybody on the Australian Electoral Commission roll, and they'll start doing that on the 12th of September.
This is a lot of detail. Let's just step it back. Basically, the government, the Liberal government, has said, we don't want to make a conscience vote on this in Parliament. We don't want the politicians to decide.
Yes.
So there's two options. One is that we have a proper and binding plebiscite, and the other is that we have a non-compulsory and non-binding.
The plebiscite wouldn't be binding.
Wouldn't be anyway.
No.
So it's really just a survey. They want to say, we can't make a decision. We don't want people to make a decision because it'll probably be yes. So we want to put it out to the people. And then we don't even have to. We're not bound by the survey result.
Although they're not bound by it. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, said yesterday, if a majority of people in the survey or postal plebiscite vote yes, then he will allow a private member's bill to go to the House so that people can vote according to their conscience or party policy.
So he honestly believes that there'll be a no vote?
He thinks that yes will win.
Hmm. Do we know, we don't even know the question yet, though.
Oh, it will be along the lines of, do you think same-sex marriages should be, should the Marriage Act be amended to allow same-sex marriages?
Okay.
And very, it'll be a short question, but...
I think I would like to word it myself. I'd like to say something like, do you not think that the Australian, the Marriage Act should not be not modified?
That's too many knots.
Yeah,
too
that's my
knots.
Point.
No, no, no. It's got to be clean and sharp. But the point of, for our listeners and the listeners and the friends and family and work colleagues of the listeners is that we now just have over 2 weeks to make sure that you're registered to vote, and it's extremely important. And while we have made legal challenges to the authority of the survey, we are preparing for a fight for the vote and to make sure that people vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are not abstaining and we are not boycotting.
So down on my Twitter feed today and on Facebook certainly, and probably you also, Tabitha, there was a lot of stuff coming in. There's a lot of dissension from within. That's the thing. We're in a community. LGBTIQ plus community is so big and so diverse that there's a whole lot of different views and feelings. So there's a very big push I see. There's two big pushes that I can see on 35. Include the Christian fringe that I occasionally get posts from, which is get rid of them all. But there's the abstain, the boycott is, seems to be a very big push at the moment. And where is that coming from, do you think?
Oh, I think...
Because Kirby's on board with that, Justice.
Yes, the former Justice Kirby, Michael Kirby. He takes the view that, for, it's a very legalistic view, that... no other group in society, such as Aboriginal people, women, ethnic minorities, etc., have had to have a plebiscite, a postal plebiscite, from the general population regarding whether Parliament should or should vote on this issue. So going back to the roots of the authority of the Parliament, we don't need... to the government and the parliament doesn't need to have a survey to get the authority to vote on same-sex marriage.
No, not like Howard and didn't need the a survey to get give himself the authority to change a Marriage Act
indeed,
anyway.
Indeed.
So I don't see why. I mean, none
and
of us believe
that. On
that
basis,
the,
is why Kirby is objecting to it.
Mm.
However, in the real world, there are significant bigots within the Liberal and National parties who feel that they do not want same-sex marriage. They will do anything they can to delay it. And the plebiscite or the postal plebiscite is a delaying tactic.
Yeah, but everybody can see that.
And so we are saying we need to win this plebiscite.
I want to play a track because we're still a gay radio station.
Good.
They're going to take that from us, Tim. but when we come back, I want to talk more on this, and I want to discuss whether or not, and I want to get feedback from our listeners on whether or not, like this, I want to talk about this idea of, is this the right time to have a vote? I know that it's been put upon us.
It's been put upon us.
Yeah. But if and it fails, I think there's a sentiment. Let's talk about it when we come back from the break. But there's a sentiment that if and it fails and the Labor Party gets to push it through in a nicer fashion, is that not a win for us?
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with Dan O'Mason. And we're talking with Tim Peppard from Marriage Equality Australia. Tim, that ad was came on for Chill Out. Have you ever been to Chill Out?
Yes, it's great fun.
I ended up there accidentally once. I was having a bit of a tired time and I just needed to get away, and I called a friend who had a house in Daylesford, and she goes, yeah, sure, you can rent the house. Went up there, took a couple of friends, and we got up in the morning and went. And a friend of mine said, isn't it a bit gay up there? And I went, no. She's a straight friend. Isn't it a bit gay up there? I went, no. And we walked out onto the main street, and then we walked into a whole freaking parade. And she said, it is a bit gay. And I went, there you go. Well, I didn't realise that was Chill Out that weekend.
Chill Out's great fun.
Yeah.
And it's marvellous that there's a visible sign of gay organisations outside the big cities.
Mm.
And Central Victoria has a really nice, larger than normal LGBTI population.
Mm.
And the locals there are supportive of us. I'm sure in the Daylesford Hepburn Shire, the vote for vote yes in the plebiscite will be very high.
Mm. Yeah, well, exactly. And it will be a bit, it'll be as referenda are, it will be a 100% vote. It's not, it's a first past the post. It's not a, it's not done by electorates.
No, no, it's not it's done by electorates. A total I number. Asked that yesterday. It's I'm not 100% sure how it'll be, but the interesting thing is that afterwards, when the results are released, because it's done by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, it will have statistical analysis.
By
range of things, like by age, whatever, whatever. They know on the electoral roll how old you are. They know various things. And so we'll be able to get the data.
But will the ABS have access to that?
Yes, it does.
I don't know about
those.
There's
no secrets anymore.
Yeah.
But in terms of the... we only have to get, technically, 51% of the population.
Do you feel there's any chance of that happening?
We're going to get much more than 51%.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get about 70% of the voters.
Mm.
Of the people who vote, I'm hoping we get about 70% yes.
Now, Tabitha, you're 17 years of age, but many of your friends, because you're in the VCE, final year, your friends are turning 18 as we speak. Is this something that your people are talking about? Or, like, you're at a regular school, suburban school, and I guess most of the kids are sort of not yet identified.
Yeah.
But what's the vibe out there in Epping?
In terms of from my friends, it's a lot of them think that it's that I don't really know much about the politics and stuff behind it, but there's a lot of effort being put into almost stopping it or delaying it, as we were talking about it, than it would be just to do it.
Just to vote.
And a lot of my friends who, like, not my friends, but people that I know that might not necessarily be massive supporters of the LGBT community still want to pass it just so that it's not as much of, like, a thing that's just all over our news feeds.
Yeah. Let's talk about the money thing. Let's talk about the fact that, I mean, that's an issue, isn't it, Tim?
$122 million. Yeah. It's a fortune.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could buy nearly a whole bomb with that, get onto ADF.
I wouldn't use that comparison. But I'd be saying, as the Labor politicians were saying yesterday in Parliament, Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek were speaking about the number of nurses you could hire, the number of ambulances you could buy, the number of things that could assist the hospitals and schools all across Australia.
Yeah.
Very significant.
And it's a very easy argument to make, although I think you shouldn't, if you're in Parliament, you probably shouldn't scratch that scab, because I think there's a lot of waste as well. But yes, I agree. It's way too much money to be spending on something that is not even binding. Mm. It's
It's a survey. And there were people, professional statisticians are saying that they could conduct a survey for like $1 million and it would be as statistically significant and rigorous as this voluntary
just by using plebiscite. A sample of people, yeah.
Correct.
I mean, just the sheer cost too. So in a nutshell, what's going to happen is they're going to formulate a question, post it out to everybody on the Australian electorate, on the Australian Electoral Commission roll, but it's conducted by the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Yes.
In a kind of way around for the government to be able to...
Yes, and it gets around a legislative requirement to take it to Parliament to be able to do the survey.
Which is part of your High Court challenge, is that not? Yeah, okay. And when do we find out the results of that?
Well, that's the point. We don't know. So the High Court is not the fastest institution to give its results. Now, I was speaking with very experienced lawyers yesterday and today. We don't know when they'll give a response or a verdict or a hand down a decision is the terminology. Mm. So because of that, we cannot assume we will win and stop the plebiscite. And because the plebiscite I think the last day of the voting will be the 9th of November. And so it'll run from about the 12th.
So you have a couple of weeks to get it in.
So then there's a week before they announce the result.
Mm.
So we now have to assume, and actually, may I say, if you use the analogy of a train, the train has already left the station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, the government knew what they were going to do and were a few days before we did. They are already packed. They're on the train, they're in the first class, and we realised we were near the station and we were told the train's leaving in half an hour. So we've got a bit flustered. We haven't got all our nice
ducks
suitcases.
In a row. Oh, no, keep going with the train analogy.
We're on the train.
Pity that train's not on its way to Melbourne Airport.
The train's on the way. Now, there will be numerous train stops, but there will become a point where the train will go express for 2 months or for 7 weeks and it won't stop. And it will only stop at the end. And so we're now on a moving train. Hmm. The High Court can give instructions to the person controlling the train stations and the rails to stop the train.
Mm-hmm.
However, the train is moving. And you just have to look at today's papers and also to the social media. The Australian Christian Lobby is already preparing its campaign.
But they've been working on that for years. We've been working on ours for years.
But this campaign, the train, How did it catch you unawares, though? No. The decision to have a postal plebiscite using... We were confident that we could block the... in the High Court, stop the Australian Electoral Commission running the survey.
But
using the Australian Bureau of Statistics is a particularly clever and nasty little trick by the government. And there's a slush fund that Matthias Cormann, the Treasurer, has that he can authorise the money from his slush fund. So that tricked us. However, it tricked everybody. It tricked the Labor Party, the Greens. No one was expecting this. So what's happened now? We're on a moving train. The campaign started.
If you're confident that you'll get 75% of the vote, why don't you just let it go?
Well, it's going to be the traditional arguments against holding a plebiscite are that it will allow the haters to put up terrible comments about us, our extended families, our personal families, young people like Tabitha who are still developing their resilience, will have to deal with a whole lot of hate speech and information that's lies that are put out by the other side. It's also going to be 3 months effectively from yesterday in our lives where this is the biggest thing that we do day and night.
Mm.
And it's going to take up 3 months of our lives when we could just be getting on with our regular lives. Mm. The argument that we should do nothing and wait until the next federal election, and assuming that the Labor Party wins, they can introduce it. That could be another 2 years away. And it's a very bad look if we lose this plebiscite.
So you say to the people that say boycott the plebiscite, do not. You want people to enroll to vote.
It will be the wrong decision.
Vote yes.
Yes. We cannot lose this plebiscite.
Joy.
Hey, we've just been talking to Tim Peppard from Marriage Equality. I just want to check, can you bring up that email that we had again? We've had the two old poofs have got involved in the discussion, of course, as they do, and we understand your point. They're long-time listeners of the program, as you know,
yes.
And they're on the boycott train. I want to hear more about that. I want to understand. Oh, hang on.
I disagree with the boycott.
Yes, I know, we know that. I guess that's the thing, isn't it? In a community where you've got so many different ideas and voices.
If we lose the boycott, if we lose the
survey,
Tony Abbott will crow for years.
Yeah, but
the general population know Tony Abbott is, think of the nastiest villain on any Netflix show you can think of. That's Tony Abbott. Think of the nastiest villain. Tony Abbott is that villain, and we have to neutralise him and win.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I guess as you say, Tim, the vote is, it's going to happen. The train has left the station.
Yes.
So,
and if we get a majority vote yes in the plebiscite, the postal plebiscite, there will be a free vote in the parliament, and marriage equality will get passed through.
Or not.
No, it will get passed through. Mm-hmm. We are very confident of the numbers.
You're confident of 75%? Okay, cool.
No. We have a majority in the House of Reps and a majority in the Senate that will vote for marriage equality if and when there's a conscience vote.
I just don't like it, and I'm reminded of it when you said that thing about Tony Abbott, because this is the thing I don't like about politics, is that I don't think it needs to be nasty. Like, I don't think that it needs to be...
I'm sorry, this whole plebiscite is based upon prejudice by people like Tony Abbott in the Liberal Party.
Yeah, but I think the way I'm certainly going to approach it is to sort of not go to that level and just say, well, I think that the way that we can all demonstrate that this is a good and valuable thing for the community, and as I've discussed with you, I don't have no intention of getting married and I'm not that fussed, but I do want people to have equal rights. Mm. So my view is very much that the way I think we should try and live our lives is just be the best people we can,
An
example, and just
Absolutely.
Say, well, you know,
You look at the information on our website and in our communication, and I refer people to the website equalitycampaign.org.au. We sell love and respect.
Mm.
And in our messaging about why marriage equality is important.
Yeah. I think the best way to get people on board with this marriage equality thing is for us to be stand up for our rights, but to be a really positive, I feel like we should just make it feel like it's something that's going to happen, really positive about it.
No, we have to fight for it. It's going to happen means
I'm not
going to
fight
10 years.
With nasty words.
We have to vote yes.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this boycott campaign goes, because I know certainly on my Facebook feed today it's getting a lot of traction.
I think that is a minority of people.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is splitting our vote, though.
No. The people who will get vote, it's a majority of Australians. Mm. The majority of Australians are not LGBTI. It's our families, our work colleagues, our friends, our neighbours who will vote for marriage equality, for vote yes, that will help us win this plebiscite.
Mm. Yes. I just have another question here, and I know you'll have the answer to this. This is Angela from Eltham. She says Eltham, North Melbourne, or north of Melbourne, I guess. She said she's missed some of the conversation, but she has a question. I'm already enrolled to vote. Do I need to enroll specifically to be able to vote in the plebiscite?
No, Angela, you're already, because you're enrolled to vote, then that's all you need to do.
And
you don't have to do anything additional.
You have to be absolutely certain that your current address is the address that you're enrolled at. Otherwise,
because you'll be receiving a postal vote in the mail, so you just have to check your mailbox regularly.
Or would you say once a day or twice?
Once a day. Maybe once every 2 days.
I don't even look in my mailbox anymore.
Oh, you'll have to do that. Don't you get sort of handwritten invites to afternoon teas?
Mainly thank you cards is what I'm getting. Tim, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for coming in. I do hope that people keep texting in, emailing in their thoughts. You can email us on air at joy.org.au or you can text us 0427 569 949. That's Tim Peppard from Australian Marriage Equality.
Thank you, Mason.
That he wants us to go and look at is equalitycampaign.org.au. All the information is there if you want to get involved, if you want to donate, or if you want to find out. And I guess you'll be updating that throughout the coming weeks.
Oh, indeed.
Regarding the train.
Indeed.
I should have given an update when you're giving your train report on where Tim Peppard's marriage equality train is.
But just to let everyone know, unless the High Court stops the government having the legal capacity to have the plebiscite, we will be fighting the plebiscite and we're asking everybody to vote yes.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.